Blog Talk Radio.
Let's do it. On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw the girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Low, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Some gear to buy. I thought this girl she gonna rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, "You have plans for the night?" I said, "Hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight." So we journeyed to a house. One thing led to another. I key in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say. I was hanging by a string. She said, "Hey you too, I was once like you, and I like to do the wild thing." Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew leaving shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame. I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine. Still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was I like that and cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. She wanted to do the wild thing. Go discotheque. This fine young chick was on my dock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now and maybe later you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you busted me, kid. Yo, walk, you ready? Just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby.
Hey, wild thing. Hey, hey, hey. Good. Thursday, draft Thursday, sports Thursday. Man, this is the best Thursday of Thursdays that Thursday has been. Get that about? All right, all right. We're getting right into it, y'all. I want to welcome everyone to this Thankful Thursday edition. Thankful Thursday edition of Tales Corner. We will be discussing the NHL playoffs. which teams do you guys see playing for the Stanley Cup when this thing is said and done? You know, my Caps aren't looking real good, but, hey, it's seven-game series, so they got time. We're going to talk the NBA playoffs and all the action from thank you for those of you who said bless me. I know I heard it already. NBA playoffs and the action from series to series as things begin to heat up. Name your winners from each matchup so far from this first round. Who do you guys have taken it in with each team? And are you maybe seeing a sweep or a gentleman sweep? And we all know the gentleman sweep is 4-1. We know that. Or is it going to be the old-fashioned put out the broom 4-0 type sweep? We'll get into that. And NFL draft night. We all have one more chance, one more, to say who your pick will be for your team. Think about it. Think about what you need. Think about what that pick will be. And other news, guys, I had a conversation with Kirby on yesterday, and he's not doing as good as he wants, but he's not doing as bad as he was doing. So keep your prayers up. Keep sending them. They're working. They're getting through. And bro will be back together and with us before we know it. Before we know it. He said yesterday, man, I wish I could call and be on the corner with you guys tomorrow, and I let him know he's here. He's not here, but he's here because we're all, he's here in, with us in spirit. All right, Kale's Corner, we're keeping it real, is our only real. You know what I'm talking about? Join the conversation each and every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The call-in number is 563-999-3782. We want to hear your thoughts and your opinions. You know, I'm telling you, there's no thought when it comes to the sports world that's too crazy, that's too asinine, that's somebody else's business or fault or anything like that. It's all good here, you know. And I thank you guys again. Like I said, after today's broadcast, I will be beelining over to FedEx Field so I can hear the drafting of possibly Jaden Daniels, or we never know. Maybe it'll be May or you know, McCarthy. We never know. All I know is the Washington football team had 6 picks within the first 100 picks of this draft. So we got some move, some wiggle room, some moving and grooving room, and I can't wait to see exactly how Peters and Quinn handles their first draft as Washington football officials. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. All right, guys, buckle up. That will be our conversation today. We'll talk all the subjects named and have us a good time. You know, I really want everyone to enjoy their show. Make sure you got the popcorn, your soda, your drink, or whatever it is you need to get you in the mood, all right? All right, we're going to take a quick break, 563-999-3782. When we come back, it's the NHL when we come back. Waterfalls, TLC, great song. NHL playoffs, you know, like I said, my Caps aren't really doing a good thing right now. Your teams are your teams, and you support who you support. Let's go. Round one. The Vegas Knights are up 2-0 on Dallas. The Vegas Knights. Florida is up 2-0 on Tampa Bay. Winnipeg and the Colonials, 1-1. Boston got 2-1 on Toronto. Vancouver is 1, Nashville 1. The Rangers 2, Washington 0, Carolina 2, New York Islanders 0, Edmonton 1, and Los Angeles 1. That is your NHL standings right now. Let's go to the phone. Brother Lou, come on in, Lou. What happened?
Okay. Done in the matchup so far in the NHL.
I know.
Look, I've seen 2-0 leagues go before, though. So it's nothing new. I mean, there have been teams that have been 2-0 and have gone on the loot. So, although it looks pretty good for my team right now, you never know. Especially now since they're switching locations. You know, game three, could say a lot. It could be, momentum, or it could be the backbreaker.
Right. True. Very true. Very true.
The last time the Rangers had a 2-0 lead, they lost the next four games to Tampa, and they won the Stanley Cup that year. So,
right.
If they can hold up tomorrow, if they can win tomorrow and have a 3-0 lead, that could be the momentum, and that could give them, a solid look for game four. No offense, of course, to your Capitals. But,
is that tonight or tomorrow?
It's tomorrow. That's another thing that, I don't get. I mean, generally, isn't the NFL draft before the playoffs begin?
Yeah.
I want to know who is a dimwit that decided to have them both at the same time.
All of we got the NHL playoff, the draft, and the NBA playoff. And the NBA tried to be sneaky and bring on that postseason play-in game to try to garner or gather attention for them early. But, I'm like, that's crazy. That was crazy to me,
Everybody
like,
knows. Go
ahead.
Everybody knows that you cannot compete with football in this country, no matter what it is. So, you really did yourself a lot of damage by having your playoffs the same week as the at the draft start. The draft was, maybe should have started earlier, and then you have to collide with each other because you know that hockey fans are going to be watching the Stanley Cup, NBA fans with the NBA and not, and the draft is like, you know, trying to, you know, worm its way in to take away from that. I don't think that's right.
You know, I liken it to when I was young, right? Usually on Fridays, my mom cooked. So Fridays were the days that we would get McDonald's, Don Alberto's pizza, or something we don't get Monday through Friday. And the NFL is Don Alberto's or McDonald's or Domino's Pizza, you know, and everything else was just the Monday through Friday meal. And you know, as kids, you ask a child, he's going to pick what he or she likes to eat Monday through Monday. And we will eat the same food Monday through Monday. I recall when my brother and I, my twin, we lived together when we were young, and we first moved out of my mom and dad's house. We had our own place. Well, we thought about the TV in the living room, the radio, couches, chairs, a dining room table, beds in our rooms, dressers, and we forgot the food. Well, just so happened a buddy of ours was the manager at Domino's Pizza. And Lou, I'm telling you, from the floor to the ceiling in our kitchen was nothing but Domino's Pizza boxes. We ate Domino's pizzas every day of the week until my father came over and he saw it and he said, "Man, y'all really like pizza, huh?" And he told my mom, and my mom came over and took us grocery shopping and made us get the tuna fish and rice and cereal and milk and stuff like that, and explained to us the faster you eat it all, the faster it's going to go. So don't go in the kitchen and fix something to eat every time you're hungry. You have snacks for that, you know, the apples and oranges and things like that. But we ate pizza. We still ate because, hey, we were getting large pieces for $5. So, you know, hey, we're going to eat pizza, man. That's what we wanted, you know. And then my brother, it was so funny. He said, "Ma, I'm eating a healthy pizza." She said, "Why? What do you mean? Why are you saying that?" He said, "Because I get spinach and pineapples on my pizza. So I'm getting salad and vegetables, fruit on my pizza." Man, I couldn't help it. He wasn't lying. He was actually getting spinach and pineapples on his pizza, which I thought was disgusting. But, hey.
I happen to like it.
Your thing. Yeah. And I've learned a lot of folks like it. So, you know, I'm not going to put the man down. But anyway, back to the point. Whomever decided these playoff schedules, Lou, you're absolutely right. And they need a right foot, left foot kick where the sun not shining right now. You know what I mean? Because it's crazy. How are you going to do this to the fans? You know,
it's a disservice.
I'm not going to be able to watch no NBA basketball tonight because, like I said, after the show, I'm going straight up to FedEx Field.
I do have a way to do it, though.
The actual party, Lou, the actual party started at the same exact time we came on the air. But go ahead. What's the way to do it? Yeah.
I have a way to do it, though.
Yep, let me hear.
Okay, well, as you know, I have a laptop, and, of course, I do my notes. Now, I have a laptop where I go to this certain site, and I have a set, of course. So I'll be watching, you know, the draft on the set, but I could also watch the Knicks game on a computer because I have a site that can get almost any game you want. And
no.
For nothing.
For nothing?
Doesn't cost you a cent.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't cost you a cent.
Free and legal. Okay. But is it a whole lot of steps to get to it, though? You know?
Not all.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get up with you, Lou.
Yeah.
Well, I try to do like so many others that I know and pull it up on my phone, but my vision is not what it once was. So it becomes irritating watching. It becomes irritating watching the little screen like that. You know?
Yeah, you can see it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So,
unless you got magnifying glass.
Yeah. That, and look, that bothers me because that's only one eyeball, right? If I put both eyes in there, I look cross-eyed. So, yeah, man. Exactly. So,
but I got my ways to watch both events. You know, cause, you know, I mean, if it wasn't if my Knicks were not playing tonight, yeah, I would think I'd turn my attention totally to the draft. But, hey, this is playoff time. My Knicks are in. I mean, they're up 2-0 over the Sixers, who I don't understand how they got favored for whatever reason. That is ridiculous. Because they shouldn't be. I mean, if it wasn't for Embiid, this team would be nothing. But
right,
if it wasn't for
right.
Well, I totally turn my attention to the draft.
I'm going to save that conversation for our basketball, NBA, which is next. But I have a point to prove when it comes to Philly and Embiid, seriously. I mean, yeah. Anyway. But no, okay, guys. The Stanley Cup.
Like
I said, I'm gonna read them off again. Dallas is down 2-0 to the Vegas Knights, Las Vegas Knights, and Florida is up to 2-0 on Tampa Bay. Boston 2-1. On Toronto, Winnipeg 1-1 versus the Colonials. Vancouver 1, Nashville 1, New York Rangers 2, Washington 0, Carolina 2, New York 0, Edmonton 1, and Los Angeles 1. I hate to say it, Lou, but I think we've seen the best that Alex Ovechkin has to offer. I think we're at a point of his career where he's done all he can do, and I would say, let the man bow out gratefully. You know what I mean? Let him go ahead
how
and retire.
You
yeah.
How
well how much count? Longer are you giving him? How much longer are you giving him? Seriously.
2 or 3 years.
He wants to stress his record. I understand that, but do we really want to go 2 or 3 years at the level he needs to be at?
I think he does. There's nothing more than
you know. I don't want to watch. No, I don't. It's the equivalent to Michael Jordan coming to the Wizards.
Mm.
It wasn't about basketball at all. It wasn't about basketball. It was so many other things involving that decision that it kind of took away from the fans. And, yeah, don't get me wrong. We were excited to see Mike put on our uniform and to watch him, you know, night in and out. Let's be honest. He wasn't the same Mike. He did few highlight things. He did a few highlight things and a few, oh, man, look at Mike. Oh, and what's the first thing we would say? Oh, Mike coming back. When you got to say that, the old Ovechkin, the old Mike, or the old player, whomever is coming back, I mean, do you really want to see that person playing that way? I really don't want that. I really don't want that. Let's,
you know.
Let's go to Brother T. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, Kills Corner? What's going on, Lou? How you doing?
All right. Thanks.
Good. Hey, I agree with you and stuff, you know, and I agree with Lou in a sense, you know, but he can do two to 3 years. He might not – he knows he's not going to be the same. And yeah, y'all can get away with, you know, the lesser, you know, that he might not start. You got some newcomers come on, but he could be that veteran that can – you know, teach your youngins and stuff and still be effective, you know, when you bring them in or sometimes, you know. So I think he's making the last three. How long has he been in the league?
Goodness. Is it 18 years?
Yeah, it's about 18 years.
Mm, 19? I don't know. I...
18 years.
Of hard skating, man, punishing,
yeah,
punches, man. Night in, night
yeah.
In, I don't know, man.
And didn't the dude get checked the other night and stuff from y'all team or another team?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, but yeah, he's 19 years in, man, and he might get one more, Lou, to stretch it to make it 20, man. I don't know if he can go 21. If he's trying to compete with LeBron. Go ahead, Lou. I'm sorry.
Well, there's one thing that Ovechkin wants more than anything besides the Stanley Cup. He wants to break the record. And it's going to take about 2 or 3 years to get. So I don't think he's going to stop now. He may think that, you know, that his glory, his best years behind him, but he's not going to be satisfied, you know, just being a little bit short of the record and retire, because he'll regret that. So he wants to stay another 2 or 3 years just so he can break that record of Gretzky. That's what he wants.
Well, what is the record?
Yeah, but...
What is the record?
896
games?
Goal.
I'm sorry, Gary. Okay, 896 goals. Okay.
Right.
Let me ask another question. How many is he away from him?
Let me take it from this. You said bottom line,
it would take about 2 to 3 years to do that.
Okay, I got you.
But one more thing, and I'm telling Kale. And speaking of Vesta, did you get that picture I sent you last night, Kale?
Yeah, I got it.
That was a picture of Vesta Manson. That was his front gate.
Yeah. Yeah,
the number 8 in the hockey stick. That's so crazy we talking about. It happened to pop up on my phone, you know, with memories and stuff. And so, man, let me send this to Kale. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to ride by his house all the time when I was a driver for this company called Carey. And this passenger lived up in the neighborhood, also with Zimmerman.
Let me ask you guys this. If you stay around 2 to 3 more years, man. Do we really want to see electric golfer? No.
You're breaking up a little bit.
I said, will we really want to see and deal with the new Ovechkin? Do we really want that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't care. I don't watch him anyway, so.
That's a hell of an answer. That's a hell of an answer.
Know, I mean, I would love for him to break the record, you know. But like I said, I don't watch him like that to be, you know, just go and say, he looking bad, like you say, with the Michael Jordan scenario. He gave you pretty much maybe one good year, if that. But yeah, he did hustle and all that. But like you said, it was more than just about basketball. But he did. Every time he stepped on the court, he did give you his 100%. Rather, it did, appear, look like that. But I didn't see no bust his face on the ground, on the floor, hustling for a ball. You know, I'm like, Mike, you did a Larry Bird. You know what I mean? You were totally right on the spot about that. But, 2 or 3 years, like I said, he might not pull out like he did, but like Lou said, it take him that long, and he might not get the heavy, rotation. But, he gets some help, and he might do something. So, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, you know me, dude. You know me. I try my best to keep the good side of things, but for some reason, especially when it comes to Washington sports teams, seeing that good side of it all just eludes my mind for some reason. So I prefer, listen, you've done what you've done. You tried to reach that mark. You're the closest one to it. You know, you won a Stanley Cup. Different back I forgot his name that quick. But things are different back in what's his name again, Lou? The guy whose record Obi wants to break.
Wayne Gretzky?
I don't know. Gretzky.
Gretzky.
I don't know why that
the
was.
King.
Yeah.
The King.
I don't know why that was. The King's
in King's
in
King's
But you're the closest, but your generation of hockey was completely different from Gretzky's generation of hockey. So you wasn't even expected to get as far as you've gotten with it. So with that accolade on your resume, man, just go ahead and lay it down, man. Take the stick before you get hurt out there.
It's they call, man. If they feel they can do it, you know, just like with Embiid playing, you know, he feel he can do it. Mm-hmm. He want to go out there and try. You know, you never know. Like you say, you only get this opportunity once in a lifetime, but once they hang it up, that's it. So if you got a goal to reach, man, you know, you go for it. You know, that's in your competitive nature, you know. That's what you play for. To win a championship, you know, he's done that, but now he, you know, hoping within that he could try to get another one, but definitely if not, he got something to also shoot for, you know?
Yeah, I get it, but
okay.
It's just, to me, it's just too risky. It's too risky.
Yeah.
Hockey is NASCAR on ice. With no car.
But Gretzky definitely is a big boy. But he, you know, and also he's a scorer, so you know, like I said, he'd be all right, man. I think he'd be all right if that's what he want to do. You know, I don't think he'd do it if he can't. You know,
okay. He definitely wouldn't if he couldn't. Definitely, I agree with that 100%. But I also recognize that there comes a time when certain things just pass.
Well, Kale, let me tell you this. Okay, let me put this example with me and you. Okay, we soldiers. Okay, now we got we got some things that elements we're dealing with. Maybe a bum knee or ankle stuff. You know, but we gotta do that road march, man. We gotta you know, play war games. We gotta go on bivouac and it's something we gotta do. You know, and stuff, and we don't get no records for it or nothing like that, but it's we ordered to do that, you know, so you know,
and
they
know,
don't care about
you know
us.
What,
they don't.
You know what's funny? You just took me back, Ted. I remember I was a young 18-year-old private, first class in the military. And we had to do our roll march, as you said, the 15-mile jump, the rucksack, the M16, Kevlar, all of that.
Yeah.
And the sergeant major was riding beside us in the Jeep. And I was like, when we took the, after 7.5 miles, they gave us a quick half an hour, eat, drink, change your socks.
Right.
I was talking to a couple of the other 18-year-old soldiers, and I was like, man, why Sergeant? I thought the military made you tough, man. Sergeant Major been doing this for so many years. Why can't he get off and walk beside us? Why is he in the Jeep? And he heard me, and he called me over. He said, you live to get my age, which he was 50. He said, you'll understand, and you'll never ask a question like that again. Well, at 53, I understand exactly why. Because if you put a rucksack on my back right now, I'm liable to fall with it, man. I'm liable to fall with it, and that's my only thing. Well, then you understand. You understand, Lou. We just can't do the same things we did when we were younger men, you know?
No.
Another story. I'm in the car with Emmanuel, right? And Debo and I were on the phone, and we were talking. And I forgot what the conversation was about, dude, but our age came up in the conversation. And that little baby man, you said, you know, he laughing and giggling, and then he said, you're old, Dad. And, man, that thing bothered me like a bug. And then I had to actually concede to the fact that, yeah, I'm old now, man. That's why I can't do this.
Hey.
I can't do that. No. Go ahead.
Hey, Lou. Hey, Lou. Yeah, he gonna tell me, right, he was taking something out the car, a ladder and stuff, right? And I was walking to go to the truck to do something. And he gonna talk about, you know, when I come grab something. I said, man, you my brother right there, you ask him. You know, he said something about lazy stuff. Man, I said, dude, man, you crazy. I'm 59. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You think I'm finna go grab that ladder and you got him sitting there? I don't think so. I'm the oldest out this bunch, right?
Yeah.
And feet
like,
messed up from the road.
Hey, listen, and there is no "Nah, you can't do it" example better than our own body. Because like you remember, told you, kid, I'm running for the train, and I mean that train. Y'all, I was right at the last car, almost at the door. And normally, two quick steps, and I'm there. Man, I could not get to that train for nothing, man. It got to the point where I just said, man,
yeah.
I catch the next one. And Bill, this is what I'm saying about Ovechkin. This is all I'm saying about Ovechkin. He's older now. He's older now. And I want to see him. I want to see him go out in glory, not injured or looking less than. You know, just go out in glory, bro. Just call it quits.
Well, you gotta wait and see.
You know,
because look, Tom Brady. They thought, they thought Tom Brady, you know, couldn't do it. What did he do? He won the Super Bowl. And he almost won another one, you know?
Well, listen, and I'm not talking bad about Brady, and I'm not putting down his accomplishment. But Brady went to a team that was ready to win a Super Bowl.
He still had to play football, though, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He still had to play. They still tackled him and all that. And they still, the naysayers were saying, ah, you too old.
Mm-hmm.
God is what he went to. He still had to play. And they wasn't really like that, because if that's so, they would have won the Super Bowl before. They was missing that piece, you know, and stuff. And he was that missing piece. And he put on the show. And like I say, the next year, he was trying to defend, and they would have won that. But man, it wasn't Tom's fault. Tom did what he had to do. That defense let him down.
Right. Yeah, I get it.
And a couple of coaching mistakes. And I really think if Tom would have come back this year after wrestling and all that, man, he go with another team like you say that's already ready made. It just needs a good quarterback, and what better quarterback than him? He can still throw better manage the game. Hold on, he can still manage the game better than some of these quarterbacks that we have today.
Well, I agree. That, yes, he'll still manage the game. I agree with you on that. His ass is too old to be out there on that field, man. It'll be Aaron Rodgers all over again. Football not a sport, bro, that you could just sit out a year or two and just come back because you feel, you know, you having your Brian song.
But did Tom ain't had no injury. Aaron had that calf injury already coming in. Okay,
right.
And but also, if, like I say, if Tom go with a team that's ready made, i.e., saying that he go with a team that has a good offensive line, you know, such as one that Philadelphia had a year ago or so, you know, when they made it to the Super Bowl, I believe in Brady.
Put that tree down, man. Put that. Charlie, cut that tree off, man. Put that tree down, man.
I'm cutting the trees, and I'm so mad. You talk about old age, Phil. I cannot make it up the hill without getting halfway and stopping.
My
lawnmower stuck in the mud down there, man. All right, and I'm trying to get it up, man. I am so mad. Then the battery ran out, so it won't start. So I'm like, Kel, I can't forget it. I left it there, Kel. Got my keys, man. We walking up, man, and I'm like, man, we get halfway past where the tree at, you know, that's my cross tree and stuff, and stopped halfway, Jack. I'm like, man, this ain't no joke no more, man.
Man, you and that lawnmower, man. And now that I remember, you closer to 60 than 50, man, you better leave that daggone lawn. They tell you, it's time to start paying some of the fellas to come around and cut that joke for you, man. It's that time, bro.
That's my salvation, my recreation. It rides. I ain't got to walk that. It's good.
Okay.
You know,
okay, I ain't gonna take it from
you.
But listen, you cut the front yard and let them take care of the back.
No, I'm particular because I had one guy. I had a guy. You know what I'm saying? Was giving him opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, make some money and stuff. Man, that nigga will cut my grass real low, man, and made it. Man, cut all my grass off, man. It was dirt there, man. Man, I was, man. Ooh, Phil.
Well,
man,
you know
how
you
I am, man.
Did. Yeah,
what?
You should have did this, Ted. Let's bring in another caller, guys. We all over
Minnesota
the place.
Is up.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you said no, you didn't.
I'm sorry.
You said.
I'm thinking about the Timberwolves and the Suns. Excuse me, everybody. Good catch, Ted. Good catch. I'm thinking about the Timberwolves and the Suns. I didn't expect the Timberwolves to be up 2-0 against the Suns. I just didn't. And, you know, everybody's saying that the Suns was this powerful team and all this and that before this thing kicked off. And hey, Minnesota, like, nah, man. They, y'all ain't nothing. All right, 1-1-1-1-1-1 on the corner. Come on in here.
I hear some
static. Yeah, I'm hearing static. 1-1. We got you with that static, bro.
Nah, y'all had that static before me, man. Don't do that.
Yeah.
What's going on?
You're right, bro. Right, nah, you're right. Don't do it to you, huh?
So, hey, Nas, which one of these, which one of these 2-0 series, man, is most surprising to you?
2-0. I guess Oklahoma City. We knew what they were. Like, this is a real young team, really good team. But the expectation was, when you're the number one seed and you're this young, maybe you throw a game out of nerves or you don't come out to play. And them dudes acting like they veterans, man. They ain't care nothing about seeding, nothing about nothing. And yeah, they doing their thing. So I'm gonna say Oklahoma City, man, just because of their age.
Okay, okay. Again, man, for me, it's the Timberwolves and Suns, man. I don't know. I looked at the big three on this Suns team, and I'm expecting more than what they get.
Tell you by your radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on, let me move the phone. No, I still hear the static.
It ain't mine. That turned off my Bluetooth.
Hold on 1 second.
Hold on 1 second.
That's it.
Oh,
there go again. No, there go again.
Yeah, that's you, Nas.
I'm on me.
When I put you on mute, it went completely quiet. Nor did I hear the echo.
All right, look, I'm gonna do it again. I'm still on mute. Watch.
I'm hearing the echo.
I gotta give you one now. It's because you be getting on cognitive phones, man. You better get rid of the burners, man.
All right, now I just came back on mute, and y'all still heard it.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to put you on mute. There it goes. No echo. No static.
Right.
Hey, Nas, do me a favor. If you do have a number line, you can call from Tri-Out.
Is you by the radio, man? You gotta turn the radio off.
No, hey, Nas, when he mutes you, we don't hear the static.
Yeah, but if I'm muting myself,
but you're still connected though. Your phone is still connected.
All right, I'll try to figure it out then. All
right.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm looking at these 2-0 leads, man, and I give it to Oklahoma, but as soon as they lost Zion, I expected them not to win. That's the way I looked at it. When I saw Zion went down and then they announced that he wasn't coming back, I expected them to win. Now, if it's a sweep, I didn't expect that, but I did expect Oklahoma to win because Oklahoma is a hot young team, man. I mean, seriously. And it seems like just everything is going them young men's way.
What's that? I missed it. What was it saying? I'm sorry.
I expected Oklahoma to beat the Pelicans when Zion went down.
Right.
You know,
right.
Go ahead.
All right, so what was your initial question? You said, are we surprised about who's the 2-0 team or just how the brackets broke down, period?
I actually see parity in the way that these brackets are broke down and what team is playing each other. I'm surprised from the 2-0 start.
Okay, that was your question.
Yeah.
Who you surprised to be 2-0? Well, you know what? In a sense, I want to say different because of the stuff that Anthony Davis and them talked. Okay, you know, talking about they was chirping. You know, me and Brian was talking about that. You know, and they said what they said, this and that, and we wanted them, and they didn't. You know. Lose the first game so they can avoid them, the first game so they can meet up with them, you know? So they supposed to come in like, hey, we finna show y'all some, at least try to steal one. I think they played the Denver first, right? Yeah. So try to steal one, but, you know, you got AD now crying and blaming things on the coaches now, you know? And talking about they weren't prepared. It looked like at times we weren't prepared, you know. And they talking about, dude, you need to get, my thing is ask for the ball, you know. And like they said, LeBron is supposed to be the savant, and you not getting the ball in the fourth quarter. And you supposed to say, hey man, dude, I'm open. Give me the ball. If I'm cooking in the first three quarters, and then you don't show up in the fourth quarter. And you were complaining about you not getting the ball. You ain't demanding the ball. Trust that. You supposed to be the demand. LeBron gave you the keys. So you so sensitive or whatever. Everything is showing how you are. You better take the eyeliner up from under your eyes, man, and speak up, you know, and stop blaming it on the coach. The coaching staff, y'all out there got to play. You know, so, I mean, at times it's crazy that you ain't got to run. It's to play basketball, man. And, like, when you go back to that huddle, hey, man, give me the ball. You know?
Right.
And
right,
if he need
right,
to feel he need
right.
to go through Bron, what up, man? I need to get that ball. I'm hot.
Has Anthony Davis ever been that type of dude to demand the ball.
No, but he should. Don't blame it on the coach.
Yeah,
I can't really say that, but he should.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. Different circumstances, supposedly. He just doesn't have that as a part of his makeup, you know. Well, maybe he would never be a superstar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And to me, I'm looking at the way this Laker team is playing. And I'm putting a bigger asterisk besides that bubble championship. I'm serious. Hey, They didn't have anybody to play except for the teams that decided to stick around.
Yeah.
And they walked through those guys. So, you know,
and only reason Denver didn't make it, didn't Denver play, but Murray got hurt.
Murray got hurt. Murray got hurt.
So, you know, they gave LeBron that, but definitely that I'm surprised on that one. That's one. And OKC, I like to say, without Zion, I'm not surprised. Nas, 007 or Nas?
Nas.
You know, like you say, they're a young team, man. And they ain't afraid, you know, and they looking like veterans out there, you know. They doing their thing. But Phoenix, I told you about them, man. I told you Anthony Edwards, man. He a dog, man. That boy straight up Georgia Bulldog, man. You know? And he barked at Durant. And Durant, you know, talking about, look at my MF. I was trying to read the word, the lips, you know, when he went down and scored on him. And Anthony was barking at him and stuff all in his face. And Durant was like smiling with his new teeth, you know what I mean? Talking about, look at his mouth. Yeah, that young MF is showing you, hey, I'm here to stay, and I'm finna be the face. You got the big three, I got big threes too. I'm a big three part of a big three. Come on, man, I'm gonna take it to y'all. And man, he's taking it to him, Jack. You know, he ain't even having a great game though. You know what I'm saying? As far as scoring, he ain't hitting 30. He only hit 15 the other night. You know, so. Wait till he really gets the clicking and things. So, but he's playing an overall game, man. Defense, all that, and taking the challenge. Durant, when somebody talks in your face, you know, you smile. You really saying that back? Huh? Okay, he done punked you. He done took a little bit of that heart, a little bit. But I'm gonna be coming right back at you, forehead to forehead, nose to nose. What? You know.
Come on, Nas.
Your stuff is still
more reverb, man.
But we hear you perfect.
Okay.
I don't hear no static.
Okay. Yeah, I'm talking about the reverb because when you go back and stream the show, you want to hear the reverb. So you were saying, if I'm not mistaken, you were on the Thunder and the Pacers, right?
Yeah, the Thunder was a surprise. Pacers stole one.
Milwaukee without Giannis, I can see them splitting. I ain't got a problem with that.
Dame would get them a couple of games, but if it's Dame and no Giannis, good luck.
But you know what? Bobby Portis did not have a good game. I don't know what was going on with him. You know, was that six-man award that he was trying to get, was that in his mind or whatever, that they gave to Nas Reed because Bobby didn't show up, man?
Yeah.
But Middleton hurt, too.
Again?
Yeah. He didn't practice.
Wow. It just goes to show you, though, man. You can go out there and try your best, come back from an injury. You're not in game shape. It's going to tell on you. I'm telling you. Like in the 76ers. I would like to see the 76ers play the Knicks without an Embiid.
You can't hear you.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Now, yeah.
Okay. Max should be the one that runs that team. You know, and B hurts now. And I don't understand why. See that.
You got it. I agree. I would like to see Max and Embiid not play, but I also don't see how he's getting off like he's getting off. You know, I wouldn't double him or nothing. And Hartenstein needs to learn how to play him better than what he's playing. You know,
right?
It's right. Man, he wouldn't be getting what he's getting on one knee, on one leg, please. Man, I'd be pushing him out the lane, man, please. Man, I'd be knee to knee on his jack, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I'd be leaning at my body on him, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, I agree with you. Come on in here, Chris.
What up, bro?
What's going on? You got to look at the post players. They got to get with me. That's a form MVP. You got to put a little respect on this man.
I'm with you on that, but respect is a daily earned process. It ain't what you did, it's what you're doing.
MVP on one thing, and six other players on another team. Okay, I think I heard what you said, Chris.
But again, with all of that, MVP or not, now your team needs you. And he's coming up short.
Well, he's not coming up short. The team is coming up short. He's putting up the numbers. But like you say, with him putting up the numbers and taking command of most of the majority of the offensive plays, Tobias Harris is not showing up. They had that one great game with the boy from France. I can't never think of his name. Batum. Then you ain't seen no more of him, you know. And so, like I say, Embiid wanted to play guard. He wanted to do this and do that, you know. So other people can't get it. Maxie can't run as effective as he wants to. He wants to push the ball, you know. So, but go ahead. I'm sorry. I digress. Go ahead, somebody else.
What Philadelphia playing for? What they there for? What they playing for? Hang around and lose? Right. That's all. They ain't going no further.
They ain't even going past New York.
Don't look like it.
I've noticed poor coaching throughout this place. Hey, Brother Law, you hit it right on the head, because I'm thinking about, as we talked about Phoenix earlier, right? Dude ain't doing a good job, because why he ain't got that other guy, I can't think his name, but they added him this year, and he's not playing, getting no run. He's supposed to be your defensive man. He don't seem to be hurt. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Got the nappy head like small forward, right?
Royal, is that his name?
Nah, not Royal. Man, what's that boy's name? Oh, it begins with O, something like that.
I've never seen a shooter set up another shooter for a shot.
But also they needed a point guard. They needed a true point guard to let them Jaguars run on each end, man. You know what I'm saying? And that point guard distribute that ball because they can't get in a flow. You got a guy that Bradley can play point, but he's not programmed for that. So, you know, to really hit a person where he want to hit it, because he's got to get in between to think about his shot because he is a scorer, you know, or to get Kevin and Booker off. So they needed a point guard.
Bill and Nurkic rolled and get the ball up. You seen the swing that Jukic was doing when Bill was on the pick and roll. You got to let Bill run the point.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. I 100% agree. But I'm saying they just should have had another point guard other than Bill so he won't have to play point. And what have you. And then I would have brought Bill off the bench.
You regret, they regret letting CP3 go?
They should. Because that would have been perfect right there. Because CP3 with that squad, if he on that squad, he definitely ain't got to do nothing. And then you ain't got to maybe not worry about the chance of him getting hurt, you know, just walking, you know. So he just got to bring it up and distribute. You know what I mean? Don't even take a shot, Chris. You know what I mean? We got three gunners. So,
they couldn't talk Rondo out of retirement, huh?
Hey, did they try?
I don't even think they tried.
Because that man, I would have loved Rondo with that squad. Woo, baby. You know, Phil, that's my guy, man. Huh?
They need a Maserati driver for that car.
Yeah, and I forgot about Rondo, man. I didn't even think about it. They went out and got, you know, they went out and got Isaiah Thomas.
He just become a cheerleader.
So, you know, I don't know what's going on in practice. Like you say, he might be shooting. Can't get the point guard thing. I don't know. Or he just... too old, I don't know, or lost, I don't know. But like you say, they should have got Rondo. They should have even tried to go get Kyle Lowry,
yeah.
You know?
Lowry, at his end of his career.
But somebody said something about some money. What you say?
Well, you know, based on how many years you've been in the league. So, you know, if somebody was really focused on winning and already amassed the money in the league, then, hey, let's chase this ring.
And Philly got, real quick, Kel, Philly got him, and they did a great job on that, and he has been doing what he's supposed to do with that team when he gets the tags. And he was expecting B to be there. And B would be 100%. They would give New York a real good challenge, you know, because, like I say, Kyle has been steady for them, man.
Well, if we say New York with Randall, would have been a handful of 76ers.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but Randall hurt, you know. He hurt, so.
The Knicks got better roster construction. Phoenix, they put them together real fast. They don't have depth.
You know,
It was a new owner. He wanted to spend some money. So they got all stars, but they ain't got enough role players. And honestly, for them to win, Bill Booker and Durant got to eat. Eight in game one. Besides that, Bill and Booker still left to show up.
You know what, though? You know what, though? They signed all them players, and they got all them qualities,
except
ain't neither one of them a leader.
Key point.
Like Ed said, Anthony Edwards been all in Durant business, all in his face, talking all type of trade. And he's kind of humbled Durant.
I'm going to call it the Phoenix Robins.
They got three Robins on the team.
No Batman.
You know what? Who else been humble? You know, Booker do got a little rah-rah in him, but Booker ain't been in nobody's face, man. You know? Anthony been taking it to all of them, man. And then the other boy, number three. You know? So, man, they... Booker 15, 16 points. Durant 15, 16 points. Bill 15, 16 points. You know what I mean? Yeah, Anthony Edwards scored 16 points, something like that. But, you know, like I say, his team is winning. He's doing what he's supposed to do, you know?
He can score 15 because he got enough around him to where it don't matter. He ain't got to get 40 on him. So, Phoenix, man, they banned Bill, and it's just being exposed right now. And they're going to have to tear it down again next year, so we'll see what they do.
But now,
Ant-Man got to learn how to be consistent. Ain't nobody on Phoenix team that can stop him from getting 20 points every night.
True.
He wasn't even attacking the rim.
He was off.
Yeah, he didn't attack the rim.
Right, but you got to think that he ain't going to be like that all this whole series. So, Bernard, let me ask you this. Do you know that player from Phoenix I'm talking about that they brought in was doing pretty good in the regular season? He's got a funny name. It begins with an O, I think.
You talking about a wing player?
He's a wing player, like.
Let me look up.
He's a hustler. He was slashed to the basket and stuff. He got a headband.
Yeah.
He be wearing.
Yeah.
I can't think of that boy name.
Where
did
he come up?
Where did he come from though? Royce O'Neal. What'd you say?
Cody. Yeah, he can't shoot. That's the only problem. He can't shoot.
Josh and Kobe.
So it's hard for the play. Yeah.
But he be hustling. He be hustling. You need some defense.
He's a defensive guy. That's who Tibbs drafted with the T Wolves.
That's what you need, some defense.
Yeah. That's your wing player that you burn up 12 fouls on eight man.
Exactly. And a big body, you know? That Booker ain't got to concentrate on. That Durant ain't got to concentrate on. Because he's making them look bad, you know. And then it's taking away from their offense or what have you. So they're like, if we miss the shot, we got to go down and deal with these youngins. You know, and these two big twin towers, you know.
And you know what? You want to do something crazy and shake it up? Put ball in the game.
Thank you.
He was out there blowing layups, but put him out there early, man.
They're
trying to give him some run. But look, Minnesota is just really good. Ant-Man don't have to shoot that well. As long as you bring the energy and the confidence around him, if you get a good game out of Gobert or Naz Reid, it'll make up for Ant-Man. So.
And also,
Collins.
Going
to have a game where he hit a couple
Collins,
of
right.
I mean, they just solid, man.
Yeah, exactly. They got a good bench. They got the sixth man of the year. And they got a dog as a leader. He's a true leader. You know, he plays both men, and you got Conley.
Right.
Conley also is your leader, you know, by example.
A totally underrated veteran.
You know?
Yeah. If you send your daughter to the prom with Mike Conley 20 years ago, Mike Conley would have came back at 10 p.m. with the car full of gas and no problem. That's kind of how you
know. Well, you know, his father's from Chi-Town. You know, he's a Chi-Town product.
Foot Locker slam dunk champion, Mike Conley Senior.
You know? Ran that track. Yeah. I can't think of what school he went to.
He got on up out of Chicago and gave his son a better living in Ohio.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed.
Yeah,
this bad coaching been hurting my stomach.
Say that again. You ain't lying. You ain't kidding. Like brother-in-law say, it's bad coaching. I told you about Boston. I told you, Kel. He's not the one that's going to take him there, man. He's not.
We got to blame Jalen and them, though, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, okay.
Clutch, man. I don't know what's wrong.
Okay.
Porzingis, 9 points.
7-2. Foster got 2-2.
Yeah. Yeah,
and Miami made a record number of three-pointers, too. Let's not forget that.
That's,
how many more times they can do that this series? I don't know. I expect them to lose by 30 next game. But Miami knows if they keep a game close in the clutch, they got a shot. They know that every game. If they can keep it close enough, Boston can blow it in the fourth.
Exactly, yeah. And then they're going back to Miami. But I wish Foster would play Bryant, man. Bryant needs some help. You know, because as long as the series goes, he just shooting. But you need Bryant. You need Bryant for that tall Porzingis. You need Bryant to give you some energy, to give you some rebound. He gonna rim run, you know. What's the name? Can't rim run no more. He got gray hair. I was looking at his gray hair, man. I'm like, ooh, Love, you could have need to put some dye in that, Joe.
Hey, Love out there looking like Ovechkin. He looking just like Alex Ovechkin with that gray hair, man.
Love looking like a Y player, YMC player.
Miami looks like this. Every year, and then in the offseason, they won't go get a big man, a legitimate big man.
Well, Thomas is 6'10", 8'10".
I'm with you, Kel. Where's Miami spending the money at? Because I'm tired of them asking Spo to max out with G League players with an all star.
Y'all remember what happened in the summer? They thought they had the deal all signed, sealed, and delivered, and Portland said, "Nah, we sending them to Milwaukee." They ain't supposed to be there this year with them.
Who?
That was crazy. That's something.
Oh, Dame. You talking about Dame? But I've been saying they're supposed to address the big man. Last year when they lost, they need a big man. The other year before, they need a big man. With Boston, they need a big man. Okay, and like you say, what's wrong with Pat, man? Come on, Pat. You know, you done had centers. You had Pat Ewing. You know, you had Shaq. But they ain't had a good center, since Shaq and Alonzo Mourning?
If you got to play Bam in center, though, it ain't the worst thing. But they thought they had the deal done, and Portland stabbed them in the back at the ninth hour. Now when we look at it, got back DeAndre Ayton. Portland mess up with that Dame trade.
I think the league has something to do with that trade.
Yeah, but I dig all that. But go ahead. I'm sorry, kid. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it wouldn't surprise me. if the league did have something to do with that trade.
Okay, that's cool and all. But you got what you got now. You don't have Dame. You got what you got.
Mm-hmm.
So you got, like I said, you got Brian on the bench. Brian won the championship. And me and Kel was trying to find out which team. I said he either won the championship with the Lakers or he won
it
with
the Lakers.
It
was with the Lakers in the bubble.
Thank you.
Okay.
I told him that.
Okay.
So, you know, and like I say, like he will give you some energy. He ain't the best, but he's a big body. He's 6'10", 6'11", or so, you know?
And
he's
youthful.
Thank you. And he got six fouls, man, and he got a little bit of experience, man. So, come on. Don't wear Bam out. Don't wear him out. I would put Bam on Porzingis. I mean, probably. I would put Bryant on Porzingis. Bam on what's his name? Sometimes it's here. But I would put him on Tatum. Okay? But he be out there sometimes. But also, I ain't mad at that what's name because. But also, you know what's the name is stretch the flow. Horford, he stands in that 3-point lane. Three point line on the corner or trailing at the top or the elbow. You know. So like I say, I'm not saying consistently all the time that would be there, but I would switch that up. But on some. You know, on some run, that's about would be one of my lineup. You know, high cans on Brown or whatever, and who else you got? You because what's the name can't hold Brown. Hero Brown was killing Hero in the first half, man. It's going on there, and also White was killing him.
Yeah,
and they was getting beat on the board.
They just happened to play mouse in the house.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess I'll do some different things. I'm just saying, you got a body out there. I hate when coaches short their rotation. It's playoffs. You're going A. You got, man, you trying to play 15 games, 16 games to win the championship, man. And you talking about intense, really intense. And you shorten your bench? No, man, I'm playing everybody that's healthy. That's what they hit there for. They're professionals. I give my players an extra 2-minute rest, man. I can get somebody in there for 2 minutes to get them a foul or something.
That's
why
I say the coaching been disgusting.
Terrible.
Yeah.
He might be going a little far, man. So doing what he's supposed to do. They just don't have the pieces other teams want to get who y'all talk about. Like to get that good
big.
But
they don't have the draft picks, and, you know, these G League guys they got, man, ain't nobody taking that back for a star. So, you know, that's the trouble, man.
But
I respect you. He might play in the next game, though. But right now he's playing behind the Euro kid, Jovic.
Yeah, you can use him, too. But like I say, but come on now. You Boston got height on there, man. And you need to have that guy out there from some. Give him 6 minutes, man. You know, give Bam a rest. Thank you. You know, so I just don't understand it, man. That was something else I was gonna say. I lost my train of thought.
And if Boston keep acting scared when they see that zone, they gonna have everybody in the playoffs
trying to put some zone.
Hey, see, that's what you need. That's what I'm saying. Now, as you said it right there, put it on. I'll put Brian in that middle. You know what I mean? Bam on that forward. High cast. You know, and then if high cast come out, I'll put the European guy in there. Okay. You know, and Hero and Duncan and stuff and whoever that other guy with the little braids in and stuff. And then High Smith, whatever that boy name is. You know, I switch that up. What's his name?
Man,
where's
Duncan Robinson at, man?
He got a little run yesterday. He got a little run. He got a little run.
How they paying him all that money, and you got Highsmith playing in the fourth quarter? Yeah, you know Spoelstra don't care. He's trying to get stopped. He don't care what the contract says, what the regulation says.
Hey, so,
no.
is it time to tell Pat Riley to go sit down somewhere? We need a younger GM. Who want to spend some money?
Hey, you,
spend some money.
You can try. You can try. Pat ain't getting up out of that team pass, man. He refused to leave.
Right. This somebody need to get in his ear. Spoelstra need to demand that, man. I need to say, hey, Chief, I need this, boss. You know, this is what I need. But okay,
you got Jimmy getting paid.
Bam getting paid.
And who else getting paid?
I don't know. But
no,
I'm
hero,
glad you got
hero.
Your hero getting paid, exactly. But what was the deal? What's up with DeMarcus Cousins? Why nobody take the chance to go get him?
He's playing in the overseas league. He'll look too good right now, man.
He can't jump over Newport. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Thank you, guys, because I was wondering, man. But he can't jump no more.
Okay. But okay, he give you that low, below the rim joint, and he give you some muscle though, you know, and like you say, trail and hit that top of the key jumper, and slowly get down in the post, like you say, make a layup, you know.
It's gonna take him.
Yeah.
I hear y'all.
The only reason I said that is they've been showing them little clips on the timeline. He got into it with somebody over there.
Oh, he's still acting like that too. Okay, see, that's another reason why teams won't take a chance, because they don't know if he's going to explode like, you know, Draymond did too. So
Now, real quick.
Clippers, before you move on, let me ask y'all a question. Y'all think the Lakers quit next game? Is it really win or somebody getting tired and traded? Hey, also, did you notice on the podium, AD
and LeBron usually always go together on the podium at their game. You ain't seen them going together lately. You know? LeBron went the other day. No, he said he would, but LeBron went the other day and what's the name went yesterday and complained. So, what's up? AD is talking detrimental.
LeBron don't want to be associated with that.
But, yeah, I thought that too. But also, is AD, you know, trying to, you know, include LeBron but not saying LeBron, because we know LeBron is also the coach on the floor too. And LeBron has say-so in the huddle. And LeBron can call the timeout. LeBron can call the timeout because I've seen him call the timeout before.
Instead of calling his number, why don't you ask about AD when he's cooking? Let's call this what it is. The boy AD didn't cool off enough before the interview after the game. So he was hot and went off. But during the game, when he got to winning time, AD didn't want to be responsible for winning or losing. So he didn't do nothing. He was just running up and down the court, man.
And he ain't defending the ball.
We've seen this from him before, man. Don't tell me about how they should have gave you the ball after the game. You're supposed to be yelling
no.
at him like this.
Thank you. Demanding the ball. Hey, when you come in the huddle, man, hey, Bron, I'm cooking, man. Give me that ball. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And to all the guards, give me that ball. You know what I'm saying? To the coach, give me that ball.
He wanted to.
You know, you supposed to do that. If you supposed to be that, if they, LeBron gave you the key, you supposed to be that dude. That's what you got to do. You know, but he ain't got the heart like that. Chris knows what it is,
you,
man.
LeBron is a basketball savant. He's no dude cooking. He's no dude cooking.
Thank you.
Stop calling
Thank
your
you.
Old number, man, to get that man that ball, man.
And he
ball, hit
free throws
in the clutch.
In the clutch.
He ain't want that ball. That's the problem.
Well, I said
he outplayed
Joe
for three quarters. And after that, stuff got tight. That man did not want the ball. That's what it was.
Okay, but check it out. I didn't see part. I was watching the game's business, but I didn't see. I usually watch bench action and players' body language and all that. So was they even communicating somebody to each other and all that? Because like I said, your two Batman and Robin are supposed to talk to each other. You know what I'm saying? And what have you. And so like you say, now I guess he didn't want it, but LeBron being that smart man, like you say, he knows that he's cooking, man. Anthony, this is yours. Let's do it, man. I need you to continue. And LeBron supposed to make sure he gets the ball. So it's a dissension in that.
He didn't touch it. He just wasn't doing nothing with him, man. And Joker started coming on, and your boy AD started getting passes instead of being aggressive like he was first three quarters, man. Like he played an exceptional game the first three quarters. But when Denver came roaring back, that man was nowhere to be found.
So it's hard to say who to blame then. Like I say, I mean, it's a lot of things to blame it on. Like just like we say, LeBron,
hey,
I'm going to say, because he's like,
I remember in the game, AD and LeBron was running that high pick and roll, and LeBron was kicking the ball on that high pick and roll.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of that during that game.
Back out. That's what I'm talking about. He was getting the ball. He just didn't make a telling y'all, man. Dude didn't want to be blamed if things went bad.
Okay. Okay.
All right, John.
Okay.
All right, John. All right, John. Great conversation. Real quick, I'm sorry, while we talk about basketball,
I want to point out about Cleveland, man. But although Orlando is a young team, I thought Orlando might have, it's lack of experience, like you said, but I thought they might would get one, you know, but it's still early. But I think they're going to get sweet. Swept.
They deserve it, bro.
Yeah.
Orlando got to get one to have a successful season.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Good point.
Listen up real quick. We're going to do a quick question and answer. Don't comment as to why. Which is gentleman's suite or regular old fashioned suite.
All right.
Let's go. Thunder.
Tell it.
Old fashioned.
Call the name. Who you want to speak?
Does anybody?
Who you want to speak?
Everybody.
Well, I mean, we can't give an answer at one time.
But give your answer.
Right now, while you're talking.
I'm saying OKC.
Gentleman sweep or regular sweep?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kel. Regular sweep.
Okay.
Ooh, that's
hard. We know this is going to be a gentleman sweep because they already tied
1-1. Right. It's going 7.
I'm gonna go with the Celtics. Back though.
Okay. Cavaliers match.
Traditional sweep.
Oh.
Yeah. I think y'all right, but let me give Orlando one. I think they're going to find a way. I'm like you, Nas. Where they playing at? Orlando, right? Yeah. I think they get one. I'm with you, Nas. Okay.
Clippers, Mavericks, they already won one, so we know who's going to take it. We going seven. Mavs and six. Milwaukee and the Pacers. Ooh.
I need to know if Giannis coming back. He ain't coming back.
What about Middleton? Doc got to make some adjustments and quit going small. Doc can't go small on the boys, man, and get out rebound. Hold on. And he got to find an answer for I'm sorry, Kel. You're right. I'm going to say 7, and since Doc my homeboy, I'm going to have to go with Doc, but I don't know. He better straighten up some stuff, man.
Okay.
Timberwolves and the Suns.
Gentlemen's sweep.
Nuggets, Lakers.
I think the Lakers quit. Game three, they quit. Nuggets. Hold on. Gentlemen's sweep for the Lakers.
Yeah, you know they're going to let LeBron win one. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I see a gentleman's sweep there. And the Knicks and the 76ers.
New York, gentlemen's sweep.
All right, that's our basketball talk. 563-999-3782
NFL draft.
My life's about to change tonight.
Check the vibe. We used to pick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract.
And me, the Bob Porter, I kicked the mat down, so step off the Frank Porter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine? That we used to make Fiffy like Mr. Clean.
A tidbit. I don't get the message, so you got to run the message.
Yo, boy, Fife.
All the rumors are done.
What's up?
What do you feel your team needs most, and will they draft him on the first round, or do you see it happening the second or first? Let's go to Nas on this one first with those Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I think the Falcons become the team that trades down. I think they're the ones who actually do it. We've been hearing about trades for forever. I think they're the ones who say, okay, we need a pass rusher and we need O-line, so let's move down and see what we can get later on in the second and the third. So I think that's where they go, man. It's either that or the pass rusher, the Samoan brother, whose name I can't recall. So if he ain't there, I say they move down.
Them Bears. Kid, you still with us, bro?
Yeah, go with Chris. I'm trying to get this dog. I'm listening right now. I'm on mute.
Go ahead, Chris. We're gonna reset
the quarterback market, and we're gonna go ahead and take Caleb to get the draft rolling. But also, I don't know. I'm conflicted on what we should do at the 9 pick. If we should move down and fill some more holes to see who aggressively want to move up, or do we take Odumezé? Or if Dallas Turner available from Alabama, you know, do we take him? Do we get an offensive lineman? We got like a lot of options. So I just want them to do what's right for the team. So I'm happy with either way they do. If they take somebody or if they draft down. But I would go with the wide receiver, Odumezé, because we only going to have Keenan Allen on the one-year deal. You know, he injured his own too.
Man.
So he might pan out and he might not pan out. But also,
I know
we done spent a lot of money on the offensive side, and we need to do something on the defensive side to give Sweat some help. But I guess the media keeps talking about taking Brock Bowers at the 9 pick.
Yeah, tight end. That would be a good move. Give that young man some help. Give him more help than y'all gave Field.
I don't know about this Bowers talk, man. I understand all these guys like him, but he can't play as a traditional tight end. You got to play him like they did Buffalo with that guy last year. So y'all got Cole Kmet already. It's kind of like, I don't know about that Bowers, man.
I agree with you, Nas, totally. We got Kmet. Let's see what he can do with this new quarterback. You know that could really spread the field. You know what I'm saying? Okay, and like Chris was saying, you know, I decided about moving down, maybe get some more picks. We need to adjust the offensive line. He was telling me about the boy from Notre Dame. You know, hopefully we get him. But also, as far as wide receiver, what's wrong with the boy from LSU if Marvin Webster gone? I mean, not Webster, I'm sorry. Not Marvin Harrison. If he's gone, what's wrong with Neighbors?
Neighbors. They got the Giants taking him.
Yeah.
If they keep their pick. So, you know, it's all.
But you know what?
the Giants, for them to be as unhappy with their quarterback as they are,
thank you.
Why are they not going after a quarterback first, man?
Thank you, Kev. That's what I was going to say.
They got them moving up today, too, but they say they want to get the boy J.J. McCarthy from Michigan because he had a great interview with the bosses.
Right. So I'm thinking Davis might be available. So if he is, I would pick him as far as the wide receiver at nine if he's available. But if he's not, if we can trade down there, then I'll address the offensive line and some defense.
Yeah, dude, I feel like if Neighbors fall that far, they're going to run that card up there and take Neighbors. Because I don't think Neighbors is as good as Harrison, but I don't think it's as far apart as people are acting like. Like, Neighbors is damn good, man.
Not at all.
And they were talking about another wide receiver, the Bears would, or the mock draft was talking about. Maybe
that's
we might go.
That's if we move down.
And I can't see who it is.
They say the Chargers want the number 9 pick.
So they can get more
jobs.
When this dude get all these props for handing the ball off all the time? This J.J. McCarthy stuff is crazy, man.
Because Harbaugh pumped him up.
Yeah,
just like Nick Saban pumped up his quarterback, and because he had a relationship with Bill Belichick and stuff, they took him.
And now we got Jones in Jacksonville.
You know, so.
Hey, but New England did sabotage that, man. You don't get that man no defensive coordinator as no offensive coordinator, man. Come on now, man.
Yeah, that was
right. Yeah, look at the organization.
I'm looking at, and the only team that sent you a package for him want him as a backup. What do the rest of the league think of him?
Yeah, but you better remember, they let all other teams get set at quarterback before they let them go.
True that.
I never liked Matt Jones and Trey Lance. I never liked either one of them. You know a career backup when you see one.
No, I'm talking about.
Well,
that's another team that's being talked about, the Cowboys.
What are they going to do?
Do you think they're going to draft the quarterback or another wide receiver? And to me, the Cowboys don't really need it. Go ahead.
Finish. I'm sorry, man.
No, you good. Go ahead.
I think the Cowboys have finally turned the page. I think Jerry has finally agreed to let them do what they want to do. Because we ain't never seen a Cowboy offseason this quiet. So I think the football guys are in control now, man. I think Jerry is sitting back.
Over with. He's delusional, man, and he's going to pass away from dementia, living off Jimmy Johnson team, man.
This year, he finally put Jimmy Johnson in the ring of honor, so maybe that was disrespectful, making him wait too long anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you know that ego.
They're going to give Jerry an
ego
edible and a nice pint of tequila and sit his ass down somewhere. Lock him in the back room. Whatever they're going to do.
No, they can't do that. His son's scared of him, man. His son's scared of him, Jack. They need to wait for him to pass away. That's all.
That's what the edible is for. You got to give him that edible first so he calm down.
Oh, he like mad, he like Mad Dog, huh? With them edibles, huh? Hey, I had me one, an energy one.
Yeah. Okay. Now we move on to my boy.
I'm sorry.
The Washington football team.
Hayden Daniels.
Yes. I don't care about all the quarterbacks. Listen, when I was in high school and it was prom time, I had three prom dates, narrowed it down to one. All those girls, yeah, they were kind of upset or whatever once they found out that, you know, it was somebody else in favor, but I had to do what was cool for me. You know what I'm saying? And I thought about everything. How am I going to look in the prom picture with her? You know, which one of them wear that bob head hairstyle that I love so much the best, you know? So it was up to me. I'm the man. I'm asking. I want to know who's going to do what, look like what. Not know after the prom. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, once I figured out who was with the game plan all the way, that's who I took to the prom. Washington has had all the top quarterbacks for a meeting. We all know they can only pick one. So what does it hurt to interview? It doesn't hurt anything. Doesn't hurt anything. Somebody may say or do something that you didn't think about, but as they say or do it, figure, oh, they might be a better get than this one or that one. You know? So as an organization, a member of an organization that has gone nilly willy, six picks for Bobby Three Stick, who didn't last a full year, and then we had the number two pick again, and we take Chase Young, who is now a San Francisco 49er. I'm happy they did their due diligence. I'm happy they took time to look around and find what it is they want and what it is that was missing that they didn't know. Good luck tonight, everyone. Chris.
Yes, sir.
All right, Chris, give us the last word, man.
Hey, man, somebody's life going to change tonight, man, and I wish all them young men the best of luck, man. Because this is what a hard work pay off, and you get paid and you be able to take care of your family. So somebody's life going to change tonight.
There you go. Hey, listen, you guys know what I always say. There's no phone call or text more important than your life. Put them phones down while you're driving. If you must send a text, pull over. It's one thing about roads that I've always noticed. They got a shoulder. They got a parking lot. They got somewhere you can pull over, be safe, shoot your text, and then go about your business safely. Remember your family, friends, pray for everyone. We say here on the corner, pray for your enemies as well as your loved ones. And Lord willing, we shall return Tuesday. Tuesday, 5 p.m., 7 p.m., back here on this corner doing our thing. But, yeah, this is a fitting song right here.
All right. So everybody be safe, man. Let's make this 11 so tonight.
Haters, dynamite, a C4 strapped around my waist. Bloody tears in my eyes, hit the switch, making sure every motherfucker in the vicinity blow away and die. My brother, you can't bring harm with bombs, I'm armed with guns. F*** you, obituary, I got all that you carry, your mother phenomenon, cause I'ma come till they put all of us in a cemetery. You did? And you know you kill them in the public road. You was born to be a pro, how you pose, take a photo. And I love you cause you're freaking with the dope clothes. Drop it to the blow, hit the cold when you roll slow. And I love it when I hit it from the back. And you get on top of me, I have a brother going, oh-oh. Girl, I love how you roll me right. I can make you a celebrity, yo,
why not? Play something these hoes are like. Try with I know they like. Twister, you told a ride. Make you a celebrity overnight. Give you ice like Kobe ride. We sort of like Cody ride. The way we mow them ride. I can make you a celebrity overnight.
See? See, baby girl. You see how you make a brother break down. I just gotta ask you. What you mean? What you mean from me? Oh, you wanna be a star? Are you messing with the right one? I could take you there. I can make sure you got all the products in. Let me be your manager. Come here, girl, I can see you bored. Take you to the queen that I see you for. Take you shopping on streets and stores. I'ma get you to the MTV board. We about to do a show tonight. You look a good girl, show you right. Take you places I know you like. I can make you a celebrity overnight. Come here, girl, you can hang if you bored. We can do pretty things plus more. I'm about to have you changing the source. I can even get you to the Soul Train Award. We about to do a show tonight. You look a good girl, show you right. Take you places I know you like. I can make you a celebrity overnight.
Enjoy your draft, your weekend, and all the upcoming NBA basketball, NHL hockey, and each other. God bless.